What is the most important thing in life? They asked him, a lawyer. A lawyer means not, as we understand, an attorney today, but one who was deeply educated and instructed in the law, in God's law, in the law of Moses, the Old Covenant. Matthew 22, verse 35. One of these people who was deeply instructed in the Mosaic law, an expert in the Mosaic law, came to him and asked him a question. Teacher, what is the most important thing in life? What is the greatest commandment in the law? Now, those days they considered going to the feasts and taking part in the Passover and paying your tithes. These are all very important things. But Jesus said, all that is secondary. The greatest commandment is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. That means with a devotion to Him, and with all your soul. And a soul is your emotions and your personality, and with your mind. That means with my mind, I must love God with completely. I must not allow anything into my mind which is contrary to the love of God. And I must love Him with all my emotion. My emotion, you know, we have emotions, it's a very good thing. It must be directed towards God with all of it. And in three times he says, with all means there's nothing left out for anything else. If I give all my heart to the Lord, there is no place in my heart for anybody else or anything else. That is the way every husband is supposed to love his wife, by loving God with all his heart. I'll tell you, if a husband loves his wife, if a husband loves God with all his heart, listen to me, he will never raise his voice at his wife once in the whole year. Never. He will never complain and murmur against his wife the whole year. It's because they try to love their wife that they keep on doing that. Human love can never accomplish it. It's the same way with fellowship in the church. If you love God with all your heart, from your side, there will never be a tension with anyone in the church. From their side, there may be, I can't do anything about that. But from my side, I will never have a problem with another person. If he wants to have a problem with me and wants to avoid me, that's up to him. The answer to everything is to love God with all our heart. And I'll tell you this, all the tensions and strains we have in our life are because we do not love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our mind. We have not put first things first in the Christian life. Christendom has taught us the importance of going to church, singing songs, and some churches worship and praise with all type of strobe lights and all is most important. No wonder that church is full of backsliders, of people who sit there in divorce, even the pastor is divorced. Why has Christendom come to such a state? Because there's hardly anybody preaching. You've got to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. If that had been preached consistently, we would have had a different type of Christianity, where nothing takes precedence in my mind or my heart above Jesus Christ. And if we live like that, the Lord's promises we all seek our own. And if you do seek your own, and you want the best for your life, and you want the best for your family, that's right. I mean, when we are married and we have children, we want the best for our wife and children. Sure. I want the best for my wife and children. I wanted the best for my wife and children from right from the time we got married and right from the time we had children. That's right. A father who does not want the best for his children is not a good father. You must desire the best for your children. And if you desire the best for your children, you know what you should do? From the beginning, teach them to love God first. to love God with all their heart. Financial needs. We all have financial needs, and it's perfectly all right to want money to take care of our needs. There's nothing wrong in that. And if needs increase and the cost of living goes up, there's nothing wrong in desiring to earn more money or to have money in the bank so that if suddenly an unexpected urgent need comes, we have enough to fall back on. We don't have to go begging. We don't have to go borrowing. There's nothing wrong in saving money. But if you want such a life where you're completely free from tension, the solution is to love God with all your heart. You know, God has made the world in such a way that all those who follow His laws, it works wonderfully. Whether you know it or not, you're following certain laws in your life. I mean, we obey the traffic laws to avoid getting into problems. But in our life, I mean, science has discovered that there are certain types of food that are good for the body. And we've heard so much nowadays about junk food. Food that is not good for the body, that just makes you obese and fat and unhealthy. We avoid it. Why do you avoid it? Because there are laws for the body. We follow it. When people were told to wear masks to prevent contamination of a particular sickness, we obeyed because we are protected by those laws. And so many other things like this. We obey the laws of the body, it goes well with our body. So if we want all our needs to be met, here is the solution. Where we be 100% free from anxiety. Is that possible? To be 100% free from anxiety in this world? Well, let me say this. If you believe the Bible, if you believe what Jesus said, then it is possible. Concern is different from anxiety. Concern is the right thing. You must have a concern. For example, if your child is sick, you'll be concerned that the child should be healthy. If your child does not come back from school in time, should be concerned. Anxiety is another level. We are tense and worried. If you're not concerned about your children and about their needs, something's wrong with you as a father or mother. But if you're anxious, something's wrong in your relationship with God. Let me turn to Matthew 6:33. He's speaking here about anxiety. Anxiety is one of those things which all human beings face. Their concern becomes anxiety. And they try to solve that anxiety with so many human ways. But Jesus said here in Matthew 6 verse 25 to 34, three times He says, verse 20, don't be worried, don't be worried, don't be worried. Now in a passage that takes only less than 2 minutes to read, when somebody is speaking to you, if Jesus is speaking to you for 2 minutes, and in those 2 minutes, three times He says, don't be worried, don't be worried, don't be worried, there must be very good reason for that. You read verse 25 to 34, it doesn't even take 2 minutes. But in those 2 minutes, He says in verse 25, don't be worried. He says in verse 31, don't be worried. He says in verse 34, don't be worried. And then He says, it's all these heathen people who worry, and you're not supposed to be like those heathen. Well, you say, well, how in the world am I going to be free from worry? He mentions it a number of times. Why are you worried? Verse 28. By being worried, verse 27. How can you add anything to your life? Is worry, 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 worry. 5 times He mentioned it in this short passage. And what is the solution? Verse 33. But seek first His kingdom. If you want to be anxious about something, be anxious about God being king in your life. And be worried that He's not king in your life. That's the thing you should be worried about. Not about food and clothing and shelter, He says. Why? Is it because God is not interested in our food, clothing and housing? Or in our having a job? Of course He's concerned. One of the first things He told Adam was, you know, I've provided all these things in these fields. Work hard and by the sweat of your brow you'll earn your food. Work hard and you can earn your food. But you don't have to be worried. And what does it mean in verse 33? To seek God's kingdom first. Today we don't have kingdoms. In the days when Jesus lived, every country was ruled by a king. A king here and a king there, and in all those countries, they were not called countries, they were called kingdoms. The kingdom of Israel, and the kingdom of Moab, and the kingdom of Egypt. Today we have countries. The United States is not a kingdom. But the word we use today is government. Those days it was a kingdom, these days it's a government. Each country has a government. So what the Lord is saying is, seek the government of God first in your life. That means let God govern your life. It's the same as what we read in Matthew 22. To let the Lord be king and ruler of your life, you love God with all your heart, soul, strength and mind. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, how many of you know that that should be the number one priority in your life? According to this passage, it will free you from anxiety. For many years in my Christian life after I was born again, anxiety was a big part of my life. For at least 16 years after I was born again, I was frequently anxious, frequently angry, frequently discouraged. These were some very common sins in my life. Hardly a day went by without one of these things being there. And if you're honest, you'll find that that is pretty true in your life as well. But as I read the scriptures, I said, Lord, you're not telling lies. You're not teasing us, trying to give us something, promise something and don't give it. I've seen some evil people who, not evil in the worldly sense, but who tease little children. It's like, say, here's a chocolate for you. Come and take it. And as the child reaches out for it, he pulls it back. And the child reaches out for it, he pulls it back. That's called teasing. He never intended to give that boy the chocolate, but he just make that boy come, aim for it. And he finds some joy in seeing the frustration of that little child in not being able to get that piece of chocolate. Do you think God is like that? Here is a life free from anxiety. You want it? And every time you come near it, he pulls it away. It's an insult to say that God is like that evil man, teasing us, offering us something which he knows we'll never get. He's not like that. We need to believe what Jesus said. I believe many people don't believe what Jesus said. Is it possible when he says 5 times in this verse to be free from worry? Is it possible or not? The reason is we have not fulfilled the condition.